We're back. It's KHUM, Radio Without the Rules. And as you know by now, as you've heard, there is this massive party coming up on the 28th at the Mateel. It's part of the Eel River cleanup crew. And we're joined here by one of the board members on the Packout Green Team, who is sort of the umbrella group for the ERC or the ERCP. Amy Machado joins us. Amy, what is it actually called?
It's the Eel River Cleanup Project, or the ERCP is our acronym.
And this started, what, 2-3 months ago?
It was 2 months ago yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. And now the Facebook group is enormous, right?
It is. It's up in close to 900 members. We pulled 16,000 pounds of trash from the land since the beginning, since 2 months ago. But really, it's actually close to 19,000 pounds. It's been awesome.
Clearly, you hit a nerve with the do-gooders of Humboldt County. And by the way, we should mention that you're, in a sense, standing on the shoulders of giants, because there have been people working on this for a very long time before the Eel River Cleanup Project. People like Mike Miller. Who else? Who's on that list of folks who have been doing this quietly for a long time?
Yes, Mike Miller has been doing it for 3 years, and he's been going out a couple times a week. So we just jumped aboard, but he had already gotten started. The Eel River Cleanup Project started in response to a video that was made from a whole bunch of pictures, hundreds of pictures, and it was turned into a video. And after seeing that, I started this group and tried to think of some positive aspects to bring people together to do something about it.
Before we talk about the big event and the party and the bands and all the cool things that are happening, there are regular cleanups that happen every single week. Amy Machado, what are some of those?
On Tuesdays and Fridays every week at 11 o'clock in Garberville in front of the laundromat by Tiger Lily bookstore. Then on Sundays and the Alder Point Carter Creek spot, they meet at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Packout Green Team, it's their power hour, 9 to 10. Go on to the Facebook or go on to their website or go to Pacific Outfitters and see where they're going to be that Saturday at 9. And everybody's welcome to sponsor and volunteer.
Coming up on the 28th, there is this huge party at the Mateel, but there's actually a cleanup happening the day before, correct?
Yes. It's going to be the same time, 11 o'clock, in the same meeting spot in Garberville at parking lot of the laundromat. Recology is donating a big 20-foot garbage bin, and we're gathering the masses for a big one, and then going to celebrate the next day at our fundraiser at the Mateel.
This fundraiser, when does it start, and what's involved with it?
It starts at 2 p.m., and it goes till 1 a.m. It's packed full of over 25 different bands and DJs. I'll just name some off. They're all from Humboldt County. We have Stevie Coulter and Ichi Doobie and Eyes Anonymous and Silver Hammer, MPK and Juice and Little Kid Lost, Beryl Alexander. We have the Deep Groove Society DJs. Scrap Humboldt's going to be coming for 3 hours to do upcycled and recycled crafts for the children. We have several different artists. Roman is going to be doing some live painting. We have Carmel Reyes is going to be displaying and offering her art. There's a huge raffle, so a lot of the artists are contributing to that as well. There's also going to be dinner provided and merchandise to purchase, and it's going to go until 1 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know if you remember Hands Across America, but I feel like this is like Hands Across the Eel. So many people are pitching in for this. Who are some folks who have helped make the event happen?
Well, the Mateel's a huge, huge part. We have so many local businesses that have donated to the raffle. A lot of artists, SHC Industries, Geek Group, all the artists and musicians, bands and DJs are coming on board at no cost. So many nonprofits are coming aboard. We have the North Coast Environmental Center, EPIC, Humboldt Beekeepers Association. Wow, I wish I had the list in front of me. It's pretty much everybody.
And the funds being raised will go to what?
The funds will be going towards dump fees and creating means to bring in more. So ordering merchandise to sell to create more funds and to keep the momentum going. We're going to get the schools aboard and just get as many people together so that, you know, we could get more county and state support. And qualify for bigger grants on a national and state level. So that's our goal. Mm-hmm. And just getting the word out and following through with what was initially the idea when I called back on the 17th of January and talked to you on a whim with this concept to really get some positive energy around this issue.
Well, there's no shortage of positivity. This is one of the hallmarks. You know, it's people looking at solutions instead of pointing fingers. And you guys just came out with a sticker. Do you want to plug that?
Yeah, and we'll also have that available, t-shirts as well. We're hoping that that deadline is coming, so we have them in time for our fundraiser. And it's Hum Love. It was a Chris Anderson quote out there. You know, I heard the story through a few of the guys, and, you know, they were talking like, you know, this isn't a Southern Humboldt issue. This isn't, you know, it's not just Northern Humboldt, Southern Humboldt. This is, you know, a coming together, Hum Love. And that's where it started. And we rolled with it because it just fits so perfectly.
We're just about out of time. Amy Machado, she's on the board of directors for Pack Out Green Team, which is the umbrella agency above the Eel River Cleanup Project. The Facebook page, if you haven't joined it, do it. It's this oasis of positivity and action, and it's really, really inspiring, and it's just getting warmed up. Amy Machado, thank you so much, and good luck with the event.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you guys out there.
Eel River Cleanup Project benefit is on Saturday, March 28th from 2 p.m. to 1 a.m. Bring your kids. There will be crafts, two stages of music, food, beer, all that. And as you know, it's for an awesome cause.